Lionel Richie, here we are with these incredible photographs, this really special exhibition. How are you feeling tonight, sir?
You know what? This is kind of strange. No band. Well, actually, it's the second time you've seen with no band, no lighting, no songs to sing. But you know what this is? This is from last night to tonight. I mean, I have to tell you something. What you're experiencing is a lifetime of doing this. And Alan Silfen, who has been taking pictures of me forever, I went to him one day and I said, so when do you plan to show me the pictures you've been taking of me for the last 100 years? And Alan said, what do you mean? I said, well, you've been taking them, but I haven't seen any of them. So he started pulling them out. And I said, okay, now, instead of waiting until my untimely demise, wouldn't you like to go and put these out now? And he said, what do you mean? I said, we're going to show them, because there's no need of me and you enjoying this. These are things that people want to share, that these are behind the scenes. What makes him so special is I allow him to be in my private world. And by the way, these are the ones I could wrangle out of him for the first time. There's more. Wait, I mean, I'm just trying to get him comfortable to be able to show the rest of them.
Triggering some amazing memories.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? For example, I mean, the 1984 stepping on stage for the first time as a solo artist, looking over my shoulders, trying to figure out where's the rest of the Commodores, or is that Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis, and I was known back then in that picture, hey kid, come over here and take a picture with us. And I'm going, and it was Al who said, stay right here, I'll go get him.
Wow.
I mean, Al was the one, because Al worked for Sammy Davis at the time as his photographer. So, you know, did I know him well enough to go take the picture? I wasn't going to ask him. But there's Frank in a once-in-a-lifetime moment of click.
It's a beautiful shot.
Yeah, that's probably one of my cherished moments. And that one and Ali. You know, yeah. Not to mention I've got a Pavarotti shot that you don't see yet, but wait till you see that. They're just, I think slowly but surely we're going to actually open up the vault. A lot of people think that the vault is full of other songs. Vault is full of priceless pictures that you need to see.
And a photo of Diana, Princess of Wales as well.
Oh, don't let me forget that. And not to mention, that was by her art direction, because everyone in the world was saying, Your Highness, we need to put the glass, Your Highness, need to put the glass down, Your Highness. And she said, is this your photographer right here? And I said, yes, it is. She said, Alan, take the picture. And if I could just tell you the look that Alan got from every guy and lady in charge of, it was like, Al, you're gonna die after this, you know this. But she was so sweet. And one of those, again, moments in time that without that picture, I'd just be telling a great barbershop story right now.
Lionel, it's good to see you. You're going back on stage. This is now today, so tonight at the OT. You're looking forward to it?
I am having the best time ever. And if you notice something, let me tell you something. If you notice it, I'm not doing that much for performance. The crowd, have you seen what the crowd comes to look like? I mean, there's a couple of Lionel Richies in the audience with afros. There's a lot of girls with mustaches. Have you noticed that? And not to mention my 7 to 9-year-old group that's now discovered that they need to come and see. I think all that was from Glastonbury. I mean, can you imagine that? No, I'm excited. I'm going back now.
Go, Lionel Richie.
All right, talk to you later, baby.
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you, man.